How are you feeling? How are you come back, your road's going pretty good?
Yeah, it's going well. You know, my foot's finally starting to feel better, and I'm doing on-court stuff, so.
Is the court issue more with defense moving side to side? Is that maybe more?
Yeah, that was the biggest concern at first, but yesterday I did a workout with Coach Burrow, and Brad, our trainer, was there, and, you know, I was going side to side laterally, and that was the best I've done so far. So.
Coach was saying if you weren't able to go Friday, that there's a good chance he probably would be able to play the following game, I think a week from Sunday. Is that the timetable that you did?
Yeah, that's what, you know, I was going to try to practice today, but after my workout yesterday, my foot's kind of bugging me. So I'm going to take today off and, you know, maybe try to practice tomorrow. And then, you know, I probably won't play against Iowa State, but the next game's probably, you know, what I'm looking forward to.
Had the redshirt question ever crossed your mind sitting out this year?
Yeah, it did at the beginning, but, you know, Coach really hasn't said anything too much about it. And, you know, my foot's feeling good and, you know, I want to play.
Is there always a concern the day after a workout? I mean, when you wake up, do you worry how it's going to feel?
Not really after a workout. I think my biggest concern right now is just the first day I practice, you know, see how I feel. You know, obviously I'm out of shape right now, and that's why I have been working out, and my workout yesterday was so hard. But, you know, not really. My foot felt fine this morning. You know, it just bugged me a little bit. But the biggest concern is just the first day of practice and how that goes.
How's your wind? Out of shape, or is it just, were you able to do pool work, things like that?
Yeah, you know, I was doing pool work and, you know, the bike, but it doesn't simulate, you know, running up and down, especially, you know, how we play a fast break game. But the first workout I did with Coach Sparrow and on the court and, you know, jogging up and down the court, you know, I was winded.
When you do return to the floor, what type of role do you envision yourself playing, considering the type of rotation that you guys have this year?
Yeah, you know, we're obviously a deep team and we're playing so well together. But, you know, obviously I think my biggest role is to come in and make shots, but also defend.
Yeah, the team going through 11 players, I mean, that's going to be quite a challenge to get in there. And in your case, you're going to be jumping right in the fire. I mean, maybe you get the Arkansas Pine Bluff game, but then on it's all Big Ten all time.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it as well, you know. You know, I've played in the Big Ten for 2 years now. I know what it takes. And, you know, I think just coming in and, you know, giving it my all each day in practice and working my way back into the rotation is what I need to do. And, you know, it's up to Coach McCaffrey. And, you know, hopefully I can make more shots than I did last year.
How difficult has it been for you to sit there and watch your teammates go through games down in the Bahamas, Notre Dame, Drake, this Friday? I mean, is it really?
Yeah, it's bugging me. But I'm also anxious at the same time because, you know, I feel like I'm going to be back soon. And to be able to play with these guys is, you know, always an accomplishment and something I'm looking forward to.
As far as Friday is concerned, regardless of whether you're able to go or not, just what can winning this game against Iowa State do for you all as a team as far as the rest of the season?
I think it just gives us confidence going into the Big Ten. You know, if you go into Hilton and, you know, how they're playing this year and how good they are this year, you know, that's going to be a tough place to play, and the environment's going to be crazy. You know, Iowa State is, you know, we could both be 2-7 right now and it'd still be crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, seeing that we're both ranked, you know, the atmosphere is going to be nuts. And, you know, if we go in there and get a win, it's going to be huge for us and confidence going forward.
How difficult was this for you from the perspective of you worked hard all summer to get into shape for the season, and then right before the season starts, this happens? I mean, you know, how do you not get down on yourself? And if you did get down, how long did it last?
Yeah, you know, the first couple of days were hard for me, but you know what you're saying. It was hard for me, especially because I felt like I was in the best shape I've been in since I've been in college and, you know, in my life. And, you know, I was finally being able to run up and down the court and not asking for subs and running two game and guarding two game. You know, that's where we just run the baseline for our shooters. You know, like last year, my freshman year, I'd get exhausted doing that. But, you know, I could feel myself getting in way better shape. I felt like I was playing the best I was. And it kind of just sucked, especially right before the season.
And knowing you wanted to make amends for the way you felt like you played last year, too. I mean, to come out and do what we've seen you do before.
Yeah. You know, I was looking forward to it because, you know, last season, you know, wasn't good for me. And I was looking forward to it. And, you know, I was playing well in practice. And, you know, I played well overseas. So, you know, it was kind of a bummer. But, you know, it's life. Stuff happens. Come on.